It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Modern Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Cook. In today's episode, I'll be talking about how to combat the dreaded imposter syndrome, that awful inner voice that tells us we're not enough, no matter how ready or qualified we are. And one more treat before I begin. Irshad Manji, diversity expert and my guest on this show in episode 612, answers a question for me on how companies can get diversity right. In general, diversity training programs don't have a great reputation for impact. So I asked her, what can companies do beyond training to drive real mindset and behavioral change?
First, scrap the diversity training. People are not SEALs. We don't need to be trained in diversity. We need to be engaged about it. The trouble with most diversity training is that, one, it's mandatory and therefore incites resentment. Very few of us like being told what to do. And two, it usually focuses on demographic differences, which instantly creates walls rather than bridges because of the baggage our brains associate with labels, labels such as black, white, disabled, and so on. I recommend replacing diversity training with storytelling. Invite employees to come together and share their backstories, where they grew up, what their most cherished memories are, and a chapter of hardship in their lives that changed them forever. The goal is simple, mutual understanding. You'll find that colleagues begin to listen sincerely to one another, not because they're told to comply, but because they're motivated to care about each other and about teamwork.
And now, let's kick imposter syndrome to the curb. I still remember the first piece of work I delivered after starting my leadership consulting business. I had signed a contract to facilitate a half-day leadership program with an executive team of 9 leaders. I walked into the room that day, armed with a master's degree in organizational psychology, years of experience, and ringing endorsements from prior colleagues, thinking, what the bleep am I doing here? How did I possibly convince them that paying me to show up today was going to deliver even an ounce of value? At what point in the day should I expect to be pelted with rotten tomatoes? Have you ever had your own version of that moment? The one in which everyone can see you're perfectly qualified to be there, to ask for the thing, to win the deal, to be a success? Everyone except you? This, my friends, is the phenomenon known as imposter syndrome. One of my all-time favorite quotes is this wake-up call, often attributed to good old Henry Ford. Whether you believe you can do a thing or not, you're right. So let's make sure you believe you can. Let's start with defining imposter syndrome. It's that icky feeling of dread you get when you're about to do, or you're even just considering doing, the scary thing. Applying for the job, asking for the raise, pitching your service to a new client, joining a conversation with the bigwigs at that conference. It's that feeling that you don't deserve the success you've achieved, or you're somehow fooling everyone into believing you're much more competent than you really are. The term was coined in 1978 by Drs. Pauline Rose Clance and Suzanne Imes, though the phenomenon certainly existed before that. Some studies show that women and people of color struggle more frequently, but anyone is susceptible to feeling like an imposter. So what can you do to overcome imposter syndrome? The good news is that it isn't terminal, and no pills are required to treat it. I've mostly overcome mine, and I would love to share some of my tips to help you do the same. First, start by recognizing and labeling imposter syndrome when it shows up. Think of all the movie and TV tropes where some ordinary person is tasked with performing an extraordinary feat. The woman with a few hours of flight training under her belt is suddenly asked to land the commercial jet. The veterinary tech is the best and only available option to perform an emergency tracheotomy on the choking restaurant customer. If you're not a doctor and you're afraid to perform surgery, that's not imposter syndrome. That is a very rational fear. Actual imposter syndrome means you feel unqualified even when your skills tick off many or all of the required boxes. On the morning of that first client session, I stood outside of their office full of self-doubt and terror. And then I took a moment to simply recognize what was happening. I was experiencing doubt when I had no logical reason to. I was absolutely qualified to be there. I had the education, I had the experience, I had done the research and applied professional care in designing the session. What did I think I was missing? The answer was nothing. I wasn't missing anything. And taking a moment to pause and label my experience helped me to realize that. Now, did recognizing imposter syndrome cause it to vanish completely and permanently? No. But you can't overcome what you can't see. So start by labeling your own imposter syndrome for what it is.
Home isn't just a place. It's a state of mind, like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, it's Rachel. If you're like me, then you love hearing from inspiring leaders, especially when it comes to the bold decisions they've made on their journey to success. That's why I recommend checking out the new season of Deep Purpose from Harvard Business School. Renowned business mind and HBS professor Ranjay Gulati sits down with executives from companies like Levi Strauss, Unilever, and Alaska Airlines to discuss the courageous business decisions they made and the impact they had. Don't miss out. Listen to season 2 of Deep Purpose wherever you get your podcasts and tell them I sent you. Next, grab some group support. Your imposter syndrome is a version of your meanest inner critic. And if you're like most people, you're meaner to yourself than you'd be to anyone else. As psychotherapist Amy Morin said in an Inc. article about self-criticism, it's easier to be compassionate toward other people rather than yourself. While you might call yourself an idiot for making a mistake, it's unlikely you would say that to a loved one. In short, we're wired to see the bad in ourselves but the good in others, and you can use this to your advantage. Grab a trusted colleague or friend. Tell them what you want to do and what's holding you back. Ask for their unfiltered opinion. If you've chosen wisely, this friend will tell you all of the reasons why your fear is unfounded. They can see your qualifications, what helps you stand out from the rest. And sometimes hearing that from an external source can help to counteract the noise of your internal one. Do this exercise with a few people and see what common threads you pull from their assessments. Did 3 different people highlight what an excellent communicator you are, or how creatively you solve problems, or how inspiring and approachable you are as a leader? I reached out to 3 different friends ahead of my first project. Each of them reminded me that even though I was new at being an entrepreneur, I was indeed a seasoned and well-regarded designer and facilitator. And I really needed to hear that. Let those who see you from the outside in help you stand strong against that insidious imposter syndrome. Next up, practice fear setting. Author and entrepreneur Tim Ferriss describes a process he uses called fear setting in his TED Talk on the subject. He says, rather than give a recipe for success, I thought I would share my recipe for avoiding self-destruction. According to Tim, often the very thing we most need to accomplish, the asking, the doing, the trying, is also the thing we fear most. Your imposter syndrome is your inner irrational fear speaking. So meet it with so much rationality, it can't help but back off. Fear setting involves imagining yourself doing the thing. Then imagine the worst possible outcomes. And finally, imagine how you can either proactively prevent that outcome or how you'd repair the situation if it actually happened. Imagine you want that promotion. Insert cynical chuckle from your imposter syndrome monster as it tells you you're not ready. But honestly, what's the worst that could happen? Realistically, you don't land the coveted role. Maybe the hiring leader calls you crazy for having tried. Okay, what's something you can do to prevent that situation? Maybe you have your resume reviewed by an expert, or you practice interviewing with someone in a similar role. And if the worst does happen, think about what you could do to repair the situation. If the hiring leader gives you a no, and maybe in your imagined worst-case scenario, a nasty laugh, you can ask for some feedback. You could say, maybe I'm not ready for the role yet, but what would it take for you to consider me in the future? Once you play it all the way out, suddenly your worst fears seem not only unlikely to happen, but, dare I say, manageable if they do? Imposter syndrome fights with fear. So, fight fear with logic and preparedness. Number 4, just do scary stuff. Recognizing and labeling imposter syndrome, getting support from others, and planning for the worst are critical steps. But fear, terror, and self-doubt, they can all thrive even after you've done your best to eliminate them. So what's the solution? There's no shortcut. You simply have to do the big scary thing. When I look back to my first deliverable as a newly minted entrepreneur, I can still feel the fear of stepping into that room in front of 9 people. Only a year later, I gave my first keynote to a room full of 250 people. Since then, I've spoken at numerous conferences, posted raw videos of myself on LinkedIn, and I even host a podcast that's downloaded each week by more people than I could have dreamed of. I can attribute all that I've accomplished to bucking up, facing my fear, and doing it anyway. Victory begets victory. Once you have that single win under your belt, you will not believe what you are suddenly capable of. And finally, be patient, practice, and persist. Your imposter syndrome has had years of practice. It is deeply embedded in your brain's wiring. You won't defeat it overnight. And although you may tame your imposter syndrome, wrestling it back into submission when it acts up may always be an ongoing process. Next month, I'm speaking at a virtual conference with a really big name in my industry. I do know that I've earned the right to be there. But even so, I have my moments of thinking, wait, did they really mean to select me to present with him? And then I just remind myself, yeah, they did. Conquering imposter syndrome takes time, patience, practice, and persistence. So hang in there. You deserve your successes. In fact, you've earned them. And there you have it. I hope these tips have inspired you to lace up those combat boots and kick that imposter syndrome out of here. Have a question I can answer? Send it my way. Check out all the links in my bio for the ways you can reach me. You can also check out my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn, where I post exclusive videos and insights. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, thanks so much for listening and have a successful week.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.